It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Volume.
All right, guys, it's March, so you know what that means. It's March Madness time. Look, March Madness is one of the best times in sports in the entire year. So once again, I'm partnered up with the DraftKings Sportsbook to give all new customers a fantastic offer. Bet $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets instantly by using my promo code DCTV. Look, we've all picked our brackets. We've done it since we were young, college, and everything. Now, use your knowledge to go and cash in and use those bonus bets to do so. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use my promo code DCTV, bet $5 or more, and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. We all have teams. My team, Oklahoma State, will not be in March Madness. We did not have a great season, but hopefully yours did. And guys, welcome to North Carolina, who just legalized sports betting and also just beat Duke. So you know the people in North Carolina are getting blessed over and over. So take mine that I am offering you. Bet five or more, get 150 bonus bet by using that promo code DCTV. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/b. Ball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Guys, I'm here with Bo Nickel. Fights on the main card of UFC 300 this weekend against Cody Brundage. Bo Nickel, thanks for checking in with me, man. I appreciate it every time you stop by. I never take for granted your time.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, man. It's always good to chat with a fellow wrestler, fellow fighter. So,
to the haters. Right, well, you might as well just start.
Yeah, let's
What go. Do you say to the haters?
Man, you know, it's funny because the hater thing, I definitely, you know, if you're paying attention at all, you can kind of see people get upset. You know, they don't like that I'm getting pushed. They don't like how fast I'm getting to where I'm going. And I feel like what happened in wrestling and will happen in fighting the same is these people will realize, you know, a little later than some other people that I was just that guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I mentioned, you know, when I got to college and wrestling, I was the same person, but nobody knew me. And who's this guy from Texas? Why does he think he could wrestle this and that? And then, you know, the matches piled up and the wins piled up, and now, you know, they even Iowa fans or whatever, Oklahoma State fans can appreciate. Can appreciate what I was able to do on the mat.
And we hated you though. We kept hating you even when you was winning, because it was like we were like, damn, man, he's still winning.
I think that, you know, when you can look back on it now.
But you respect it.
It's respected.
You respect it.
I think it'll be the same thing in fighting, just because I'm at a position now where there really hasn't been fighters, you know, at 5-0 competing on main cards, big UFC events, things like that. You know, it happens, but it's very rare. And so I think that people will just kind of come to realize a little later after I've, you know, achieved my goals and done what I wanted to do that, you know, it all made sense.
What really sucked to us at Oklahoma State, you went past Stillwater to go to Penn State.
I know.
That was the problem. Like, if there's a good guy, maybe we get the guy from Texas, right? Like, that's kind of what we thought. But you stood on your business, man. You said, I'm not fighting on the prelims. What gave you the confidence to do that? Because I got to be honest, Bo, I've never seen that. I've never seen somebody say it, and it actually worked out. Because it's easy to see that you have a ton of potential, right? And the UFC sees that also. But what made you confident enough to go, hey, I'm not doing that. I'm not fighting on the prelims.
Well, in the moment, it was just kind of funny because it was off the cuff with Ariel. He was like, where are you going to fight? And I'm like, bro, like, what do you think? Like, you know, I thought he was asking a rhetorical question, and then it turned out that I was the one that was on the other page where everybody else was like, of course, but he'll be on the prelims. But for me, I don't know. I was just always the main event in my mind. And, you know, in wrestling, that was like the NCAA tournament. I was two out of my 4 years competing, I was the last match of the night.
Yep.
And I'm always one of the most watched guys and stuff. So I think that was just kind of my expectation and my assumption. And now I definitely have a different view on it now, because understanding the game, understanding the sport, I think being put on the main card is obviously a big deal, but I also understand there's the business aspect of it, where I guess two parts. One, I get paid the same whether I'm the first fight or the last fight.
Yep, for sure.
So it's not really that big a deal to me. Like, a lot of people were upset, but for me, I'm like, I'll fight wherever. Like, it doesn't really matter. But two, the UFC is, at the end of the day, they're just trying to sell pay-per-views. So it's not my call, it's their call.
Yeah.
And they're doing what
you obviously bring something to it.
Right.
Cody Brundage, right? He's a wrestler, right? Obviously, he doesn't wrestle at the level that you does. Do you feel like this is the logical next step? And was this the guy that they offered you right away, or was there someone else?
This was the first guy they offered me, and I felt like it made sense. You know, I think he's a little bit of a step up in competition for me relative to my other opponents, which is what I'm trying to do. Every single fight, I want to have a step up and compete against better and better guys. And also, as you mentioned, you know, he's a wrestler, has collegiate wrestling experience, so that presents a new problem for me that I'll have to solve. But I feel prepared and ready to go. And you know, I'm just excited to perform.
You know what's crazy is that people will want to question, well, what does Bo do when a guy can defend takedowns?
Right.
There's not going to be many that can defend takedowns. And that's kind of like with me. I was, what if Daniel can't wrestle? I'm like, I'm going to take this guy down.
Yeah.
It's a matter of if I can hold him down, right? Yeah. That's a different thing. But he's getting taken down.
Right.
What do you think happens when you can't get the takedown on first attempt?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think that for me, a lot of those answers have already come in training. You know, I'm training with really tough guys, really high-level guys, that have experienced, you know, MMA at the absolute pinnacle, right? Guys like Marvin Vettori, who's fought for the belt. Guys like Johnny Eblen, who's
he's good,
a champion. You know, so these guys are the guys that I'm training with every day, and you know, obviously, I'm not running through them, right? Like, I'm meeting resistance, and that's something that I welcome and that I'm excited about. And so when I go into a fight, you know, I don't question that, and I'm working on, you know, developing the entirety of my MMA game, right? Like, you know, if I try to win a fight with just wrestling, then it's going to be hard to beat the best guys, right? Like, I have to develop these other skills, boxing, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai. And so, you know, I'm putting a lot of time and effort into that.
Val, right? Hey, bro. Dog. What happened with Val? Like, why didn't Val move when you hit him? Were you surprised when you rocked him and he's just kind of standing there like that? You jump back, hit him again.
Yeah.
He's still standing there. Were you like, what is happening?
I was just like, honestly, at that point, after I hit him the first time, it, you know, I don't know if it's like this for you in a fight, but it seems like everything slows down.
He was just standing there kind of doing this.
And I felt like I made about 30 decisions in that 1 second, and it was, all right, am I going to back off? Am I going to try to take him down? And then at that moment, it was just like, let the instinct take over. And that was the instinct that I had, was just knock him out. And so, boom, landed some more shots on him and put him out. I think that That's just my natural instinct. If you watch my wrestling matches, it was go for the pin. It didn't matter if the guy was the number 50 guy or the number 2 guy, right? If I had an opportunity to finish him, then I did.
That was like the most, that had to be the best feeling, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, pinning somebody's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never experienced pinning somebody in the NCAA tournament. Awesome.
Yeah.
It can't compare to that. When you put somebody out with your hands, because, I mean, when you hit Val with that second combination and he went down, you must have been like, oh my God, this is like something I've never experienced in my life.
Yeah, you know, it's for sure, you know, you kind of compared it to a pin, and pinning a guy is great, but there's nothing like knocking a dude out.
It's
unbelievable.
Crazy.
It's like, you know, when your first fight with Stipe, you knocked him out, it's like you could just, that feeling, hit him on the chin, it's almost like you didn't hit him, right?
Yeah, because like, you don't feel it.
You don't feel it when you actually hit him. Like when you're knocking a guy out, you don't feel it. You might hit the guy in the head and be like, ah, crap, that hurt my hand. But when you hit him in the chin and they're out, it's like you didn't even hit anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's nothing really that compares to that.
Every guy that fights you now goes, this guy's chosen by the UFC, and they're mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him in his place. What do you expect from Cody Brundage this weekend? Because he is also in that position, right, where they all carry a chip on their shoulders because they wonder, why not me?
Right.
What makes Bo Nickel different than me? Why does he get this? I'm only on the main card because I'm fighting him. He's got 5 fights. It makes them want to train harder, train
for
longer.
Sure.
What do you expect to see in Cody Brundage? Because we can't think that he's the same guy that Cedric has beat.
Right.
Right? He's not going to be that guy.
Yeah.
But he's also going to be the guy that won his last fight,
mm-hmm.
but he's going to be better.
For sure.
But what do you expect from him?
You know, anytime I compete against somebody, I always expect their best, just because it's going to be a big opportunity for them. And, you know, as you mentioned, I have a big push, and there's a lot going for me, and they want to take that, right? So I just expect people to be more motivated, and that motivates me even more because I feel like I am that guy, and these are my goals, and this is what I want to do, and he's trying to stop me from that. And so it's not personal or anything, but as much motivation as he has to, like, take whatever I have, like, I just have that much more to stay on top.
Do you look at a guy like Cody Brundage and go, I've got to find something that makes it a tad bit personal? Because it can't just be competition, right, when it's a fight. In a wrestling match, you and I can go out and compete against each other 100 times.
Yeah.
But when it's a fight, it has to have a little bit something more. Where do you, Bo Nickel, find that extra thing to make you go, this dude's trying to take food off my table with his fists?
Right.
Like, where do you find that from?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's mostly just in my competitiveness. You know, I grew up in a very competitive environment. Both my parents were college athletes, and so it was never okay to lose at anything. And I think fighting is that, but heightened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's heightened. Your senses are heightened. It's a bigger deal. The consequences are bigger. And so for me, regardless of who it is, it's I'm going to get what I want, and I'm going to achieve my goals. And it doesn't matter who's there in front of me. And if you decide that, you know, you are going to sign the contract and fight me, I almost take that as like a little bit of disrespect.
Yes, yes,
it's like,
yes.
Yo, like, I know you're not that dumb, right?
That's the thing, right? That's the one. I was wondering, like, where do you get it? It's that.
Yeah.
You have to have something, though.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I'll say this. You know, when I train, I'm training with my friends, right, like training partners. I can't hit them. Like, I'll very light, but, like, I can't turn anything over on them. And you don't want to do that to your training partners anyways.
Nope.
But I love these guys. And so it's like I'm that much more excited to actually hit somebody as hard as I can, like in a real fight, because I don't do that for the entirety of camp. Everything's pulled. And so now I have this random dude out here that one is had the audacity to sign up to fight me and two thinks he's gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like, all right, bro, let's do it then. Let's go.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the expectation? Like, what do you think that this fight looks like? Because that card, this card, when it starts, by the time you guys walk to that octagon, people will have already seen, I mean, hell, 8 former champions.
Yeah.
They will be on fire.
For sure.
What is the expectation of the fight?
Yeah, I love that. You know, for me, the expectation is just the best of my ability, like whatever that looks like, and wherever the fight goes, I'll be prepared and ready. And I'm always looking to finish. So, you know, if this guy gets out of the first round, I would probably, I don't think he'll be able to get out of the first round, but if he
does.
That's
what I was going to say.
Yeah, if he does, then no worries. I get to test his cardio a little bit. I'm not worried at all about mine. And, you know, I'll just continue to look for the finish the whole fight. So, that's my plan. That's all. And it's never a rush thing. It's never something where I'm, you know, over pursuing that. And that comes from years and years of wrestling, understanding how to compete for, you know, knowing that you have this much time in a match. But I don't believe that he'll be able to last the whole fight.
Jacob Malkoon was able to successfully take him down. Did you watch that?
Yep.
How much did you take from that?
A lot. You know, I think that for me, film study is huge. I do a ton of film study, always watching my opponents and watching guys that who I respect and look up to and who I think are doing things right. So to see my opponent be taken down by a guy that's really not a wrestler is definitely something that just shows me a hole in his game. I think a lot of wrestlers, they forget that where they come from. They start just, you know, falling in love with striking, boxing, you know, not working on the wrestling. And so I'm sure he worked a lot on this camp. But to me, that just says that however long he's been training MMA, he's kind of let that skill go maybe a little bit. And obviously that's not the case with me. I'm still wrestling the Penn State guys.
That's what I was wondering. How much are you wrestling still?
A lot. My last workout was with Nick Lee, who's a world team member, multiple-time national champion, and you know, so I'm in the wrestling room probably 3 or 4 times a week, wrestling the best guys in the world, and yeah, you know, there's no
substitute
loss there.
For that. Yeah, no substitute for that. And those guys that want to put a wrestling training camp together, if you go, I'm going to wrestle for 12 weeks to make sure I can defend this guy's takedown.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
No, and also like, I'm going to punch you, right?
Yeah.
I think everybody knows that now after my last fight. Like, I'm not trying to come in and collar tie you and ankle pick you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to test your chin and take you down at the same time. So that's something that, you know, you can try to sprawl, try to work on your wizards, all that stuff. It doesn't matter. It's really kind of a waste of time.
Hey, it's okay. All right. Big fight this weekend is going to be fantastic. I've been wanting to ask this one. I've been waiting for it. Like, so in the professional wrestling world,
yeah.
Right? It's a work, right? Where you and I are working. Bo, you and I are going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And then sometimes we work ourselves into a shoot. Mm. A shoot means it turns real.
Okay.
The Jordan Burroughs thing.
I knew
that. Did you work yourself into a shoot? Like, were you serious or were you kind of like working the public and then it turned into like a real thing?
No, I was 100% serious. You know, for me, I love him for wrestling, asked him but the I'm question. Also I'm, I know you
I
did.
Asked him the question.
He chose the answer the way he chose the answer. And to me, the way I took it was, this is Carter Strachey's moment. This is my brother, this is my teammate, this is my family. And one, you're making it about you and not him. And I get that you asked him the question already, mm-hmm. but it was just kind of a lead up to that point. And two, I felt like as a commentator, like I'm not gonna judge anybody on what they think or how they're gonna compete, but as a commentator, I just felt like that was over the line. And had it not been a friend of mine, you know, I probably wouldn't say anything, but I just feel like all these guys around me, like I have their back. And if nobody wants to say anything, you know, I'm gonna be the guy that steps up. And I just didn't like it. I didn't appreciate it. I felt like it was not very classy in that moment to say that and double down on it too. But it is what it is, you know. I feel like
Carter obviously didn't. Yeah. Carter took offense to it too, because he said something.
And that's the thing for me too. Like I said, if it was just a random guy, whatever. Like it's not a big deal to me. But these guys are like my family. So anytime I feel like disrespect coming at a family member of mine, or I feel like you know somebody's coming at them, like I'm gonna be the guy that like puts that to rest. Like no, like that's not how we're gonna do things. So yeah, I didn't like what he had to say, and I made that clear.
And now you're the guy that knows how to fight. Right, so like you can help them in more ways than before because, yeah. you know, before when you just can wrestle, it really
it's
is
different.
Yeah, it's yeah. different. Mm-hmm. So before I let you go, I got one question. How in the world has Kale convinced these guys that it's all just fun? It's not that fun, bro. Wrestling is not that. They're all like, well, Coach just says to have fun. Right. It's like, fuck, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's like really hard. Like, but it he's is. Convinced you guys that it's just fun.
Right.
How's he done that?
I don't know that I could even sum that up. I think that it's a combination of things. I think that we get kids who have a genuine appreciation and enjoyment for the sport.
They seem to love wrestling.
People love wrestling, but then there's a lot of guys that love wrestling and then get into college wrestling and lose that love. And I think that what Coach does is just he creates an environment that we're not down in the dumps. It's just very positive, very uplifting. You know, if he comes to you and says that you're doing something wrong, it's because he wants to help you, and he makes that apparent. And it's to work and build, right? Like, we don't focus on the negatives. Like, you know, a guy might lose a match, and it's on to the next. It's what can we do better, and how can we improve? So I think that just that overall positivity really makes the environment actually fun, you know, outside of just like the sport, right? Like you're just somewhere that you want to be. That's why I still go train there.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the wrestling's big, but I have fun when I go into practice and we're having a good time, right? Like how often do you hear people say that? But it's genuinely fun for us. And I think that we just structure it. The Coach Kale just structures it a little differently, and he makes it that it's not this heavy grind of, you know, walking out with my head down. It's everybody's having a good time, fun. A lot of the work we do is like on our own. So it's, you know, you're up. It's up to you, like how much you're gonna do, things like that, and they just kind of meet you where you're at, which is unique in my opinion.
I saw that in the Messenbrink match when he kind of messed up the score and the timing.
Yeah,
they didn't yell at him or anything. Kind of just walked him off the mat, gave him a hug, told him good job.
Yeah,
that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, and that's just something that I think has been consistent, right? Like they're always just there for you, and they want to help you achieve your goals. But it's kind of like, I think, you know, when you see a wrestling dad that wants it more than their kid. Like, it just ends up negative.
It really does.
But with Coach Kale, like, and I think it can be the same with coaches. And I don't think he wants it any more than us. Mm-hmm. Like, he wants us to achieve our goals as much as we want to achieve it, right? So I think that it just kind of all aligns and works out. And like I said, again, it makes it more positive.
What's he making of fighting? Like, do you ever think that he'll come and watch you compete?
I would love to have him come. You know, of course, it's tough with their schedule. They're always busy doing their thing. Like, we got Olympic trials next weekend, yeah. So... they're prepping all the guys for that. But I would love to do a flight and have him come watch. Even if I could do one at Penn State at Bryce Jordan Center and have him come, that would be
that
cool.
That place
too,
so. Always is packed.
Yeah, it would be great. I don't think he's ever been to one, so I don't know.
One time John went, bro, and then I was like a kid again. Look, I won a world title, Coach. Look, Coach, like I did it. I won a world title. Like, I'm like, grow the fuck up,
know,
Daniel.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's your coach, though.
It's so embarrassing. I was so embarrassed. When I was done, I was like, I'm the world champ.
Yeah.
And I'm like pandering to this dude with the belt. Come on, man.
That's
guys,
funny.
Bo Nickel competes this weekend.
UFC 300 on the main card. So for all the haters, stop. Step back, because I don't know that he's ever going to be on a prelim. Takes on Cody Brundage at 185 pounds. Bo Nickel, you are not afraid to call somebody's name either. You're one of the only people that says Hamzat's name.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. So that's, to me, that's the fight to make. I think everybody knows it. I talk a lot about reputation, and you know, I'm trying to build my reputation. He's a guy that's done a great job of building his, but we're going to make that fight happen.
And that don't scare you at all?
No, I'm not afraid of anybody, so I'm just ready to compete. So if you're the best, that's who I want to fight against.
That boy, Bo Nickel's something else, man. Bo Nickel's fighting UFC 300 this weekend. Tap into everything Bo's doing. You got a YouTube channel, right?
YouTube, yeah.
Go to Bo's YouTube channel. Follow him on Instagram. X, formerly known as Twitter. I just learned how to say that. X, formerly known as Twitter.
That's how it goes.
Though. Yeah, yeah, that's that shit now. That's nice. What you say. And everything that Bo Nickel's doing, man, tap into it. He's a phenomenal wrestler. Mixed martial artist now, and he's going to fight this weekend on the biggest fight card of all time. Till next time, guys, like, subscribe, tell your friend to tell a friend that DC's got a YouTube channel. And I'm checking in with guys like Bo Nickel. Till next time, peace.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.